Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Today has been a great afternoon. Weather's been great. Traffic hasn't really been a problem out there today.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away two tickets to the FSU-Kent State game Saturday, 2:30 at Doak Campbell. Congratulations to Scott Greenlee of Pensacola. He just tapped the News Radio app.
Simple as that.
Became a winner. Going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do two tickets tomorrow.
Yeah, we got two winners tomorrow. Like we're tickets, feeling tickets, extra generous.
Yeah, like tickets squared. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. So here's what you do. 5 a.m. tomorrow, we open up the site, the app, pull it up. The registration page comes up, fill it out, submit it. Austin picks the winners tomorrow, 5:15 on News Radio 92.3. So that's a few of the things that have been going on. We're very excited about Scott winning those tickets.
Oh, and also, I do just want to stress... what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
Just in case there's any confusion on this. Yeah, because we've had people ask this throughout our few times doing this before. Oh, well, once I get the app, you know, where do I have to go? You don't have to go anywhere. Anyway. Once you get the News Radio Pensacola app, it's going to pop up.
In your face.
Yes, it's going to be the first thing you see. The contest page is going to pop up. You enter your information. And as Chris said, you do that anytime between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., 5:15 on Pensacola Right Now. I announce the winner.
Doesn't get much easier than that, does it?
Mm-mm.
Good luck. Play wisely and be a winner on News Radio 92.3. Okay, let's go ahead and take care of three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
An $8 million wastewater improvement project underway in Century, according to Mayor Ben Boutwell. Infrastructure upgrades have not been addressed for a couple of years now. The town is now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson Streets, and the Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
NHC forecasters predict two tropical waves will move off Africa this week. Invest92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or two. Spaghetti models show little effect on the U.S. as the tropical waves are likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity is expected in the Gulf next week.
Number three.
Representative Michelle Saltzman, in coordination with officials, local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours. Happens on Friday from noon to 2 at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. The event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance. Look at this. 6:15.
Right on the money.
Afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price in. With the weather and traffic together.
Luckily, nothing going on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there, by the way. Please continue to do so as you head home tonight. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 69 this evening. Next several days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like we've had for about the last week or so. And with this lack of rainfall chances and with the sun being out, we are going to see the highs creep up some. Tomorrow is only sitting at around 88, but come Friday, Saturday, going to be more like 91.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Interesting day underway for tomorrow. Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, is going to hold the finalist announcements. 9:30 tomorrow morning, revealing the finalists from this year's grant application pool. Now, during the event, nonprofit organizations will be announced as finalists from Impact 100's five focus areas. Then, putting it all together here, setting it up for the annual meeting on Sunday, October 19th, Impact 100 will award $103,500 to each of the 12 nonprofit organizations in the community pool for a total impact of $1,242,000. Congrats to all the finalists there.
Absolutely. And open carry, now the law of the state, according to Florida's Attorney General. And that means big changes are coming for residents who want to carry a firearm. One big change for folks who are used to concealed carry is that your firearm can now be visible in your vehicle as you travel. We already got some thoughts on Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, you know, talking about this, thinking, okay, maybe we need to have some restrictions on it over time. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says it's important to know that open carry doesn't affect other laws. That means you still can't brandish a firearm or threaten anyone with one. Simmons tells News Radio that it's also important to know that private businesses can restrict the carrying of firearms on their property if they want.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Deputies near Daytona Beach say a store clerk is in custody for gunning down an off-duty cop inside the store. Evan Brown has this report from Miami.
Deputies in Volusia County, Florida, say off-duty police officer David Jewell was waiting inside a Circle K when clerk Eduardo Machado got a gun and just started shooting at him. It's all on store security recording, says Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
The most disturbing thing is when David goes down, the gun jams, and he stands over top of him, clears it, and then stands over top of him and fires a bunch more shots till he empties the clip.
Machado is now in custody for what Chitwood calls an assassination of the officer, though Machado's family tells deputies he's been diagnosed with a mental health disorder, and while he said he heard voices, they were not aware of him making threats. Machado has no criminal history. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida could ban a controversial vaccine. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo recently said that he wants the state to eventually ban the mRNA vaccine. He said in a podcast published Sunday, quote, "The goal with the mRNA is for that not to be available to anyone." And he added that no one should be using that vaccine. He did not give a time frame for when he wants a ban enacted.
Well, Ocean's 11, back off.
Beat it.
Get out of here. This thief at the happiest place on earth had his own plot and planned to get the cash from a restaurant there. Stephanie Buffamonte, she's down at WOFL, our friend, our Fox affiliate friend down in Orlando. Stephanie has the details from Lake Buena Vista.
The alleged thief seemed to be wearing some kind of swimwear before stealing thousands of dollars from the popular Disney Springs restaurant. Now detectives are trying to track down this unusual suspect. Someone in what appears to be a black swim cap, black ski mask, swimming goggles, rubber gloves, and all black clothing. A witness told officers the alleged robber had no shoes on either. According to the sheriff's office, the masked person walked into the manager's office at Paddlefish just after midnight on Monday. It took somewhere between $10,000 to $20,000. One woman told deputies she was in fear of her life. In Lake Buena Vista, Stephanie Buffamonte, Fox News.
And New College of Florida says it has commissioned a statue of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to be erected. The college says private donors are paying for the statue, which it describes as a commitment to defend free speech and civil discourse. New College says it is planning a tribute to Kirk on October 18th. All righty, just about 6:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I've got a black and white TV.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Reminder here, you're about 35 minutes away from Bands on the Beach. They'll be cranking that up at 7 o'clock over at the Casino Beach Pavilion. Beautiful night for it. You've outdone yourself on this forecast. We'll get to that in just a second.
You're welcome.
Federal Reserve Board is meeting today and tomorrow. Well, they met today, and they're going to meet again tomorrow for a vote tomorrow on those interest rates. This should be good. Chris Foster has the numbers and report.
The Trump administration is appealing to the Supreme Court, a ruling from the U.S. District Court of Appeals in D.C. that blocks the president from immediately firing Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. He announced last month he was firing Cook over allegations of mortgage fraud that she denies. The president's been urging the Fed to lower interest rates and would appoint Cook's replacement. He does have one new member in place, with the Senate voting 48-47 to approve Fed Board nominee Stephen Miron, filling Adriana Kugler's seat. She resigned last month. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Stocks ending down today. Yeah, Hillary Barsky. She's got those numbers on News Radio 92.3.
Stocks pulling back from record highs and ending lower in choppy trading. Investors remain cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates delivered Wednesday afternoon. It's widely expected that the central bank will cut rates 25 basis points for the first time this year. And President Trump extending the deadline for the social media app TikTok to shut down to December 16th. The Dow winners, Amazon, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, Microsoft, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 126 points, the Nasdaq lower by 15, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 6:25, and Austin Price in with the traffic and weather today.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Not much going on the roads from what I can see. That's how it's been for around the last 20 to 30 minutes. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Looking at your weather here, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear. That's what it was today. That's what it's been for the last several days. And that's how it's going to continue to be. Heading all the way into your weekend, we're just going to have highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91 as a result.
Okay, nice weather here. Different story across the country. Some states, as a matter of fact, along the East Coast are experiencing stormy conditions as flooding remains a real threat, especially in Virginia. Katie Byrne is up there in Virginia Beach this afternoon filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
Rain is pouring, wind is ripping, and the skies are dark and gloomy for what's become the most direct coastal impacts to hit the area all summer. Almost 2 million people in Virginia and North Carolina are under a flood threat. Here in Virginia Beach, a second flash flood warning popped up early Tuesday afternoon after the city already picked up almost 4 inches of rain. Local residents are particularly concerned about tidal flooding. The conditions bad enough to move classes virtually for some students on the Outer Banks. And some schools in Virginia called for early dismissals Tuesday, as forecasters say the system is set to wrap up Wednesday, but there will still be a chance of scattered showers. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And FBI Director Kash Patel's Senate hearing is over. Patel and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee shouted at one another over subjects that included the Charlie Kirk and Jeffrey Epstein investigations. His handling of the Kirk one has faced scrutiny, with some noting that the suspected killer is only behind bars because his father turned him in.
Okay, President Trump signed an order directing the federal government to deploy the National Guard to Memphis, Tennessee. Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
The memo the president signed creates a task force from several federal agencies, including the Justice Department, Department of War, and Transportation Department, among others. It also authorizes the use of the National Guard with the support of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, who was with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump says they will replicate the operation the administration carried out in D.C. And after Memphis, the president suggests they could target the Windy City. The president says Governor Lee, a Republican, requested federal help. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned against sending the National Guard in Chicago. President Trump indicated Pritzker's rejection might not matter to him at all.
And Israel has launched its expanded ground attack on Gaza City. The plan, announced last month, is to take control of the city and dismantle the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Israel's Air Force spent the last week bombing hundreds of what it calls terror targets. Israel launched the full-scale offensive while U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in the region trying to convince Qatar to continue mediating between Israel and Hamas.
Nancy Mace wants to censor a member of Congress following comments about Charlie Kirk. Ryan Smeltz has details from Capitol Hill.
GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says she believes in the First Amendment, but words have consequences.
She should be admonished, and she should be reprimanded here in Congress.
Mace is sponsoring a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and strip the progressive squad member of her committee assignments after statements made about Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The Minnesota Democrat has accused Kirk of hateful rhetoric, being a reprehensible human being, and criticized Democrats of normalizing Kirk. Some Democrats have called the censure move political and an attempt to punish free speech. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The popular messaging app Discord is in hot water, as the alleged Charlie Kirk shooter was a user of that platform. Max Gordon tells us more.
According to reporting from the Washington Post, the alleged gunman confessed to the killing on Discord before turning himself in. Discord sent out a statement saying, "We have not found or received any evidence that the suspect planned this incident on Discord or promoted violence on Discord. We continue to work closely with the FBI and local authorities and will continue to deliver prompt responses to their requests for assistance." This isn't the first shooting with ties to Discord. In 2022, a gunman who killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, talked about his plans on a private Discord server before carrying out the killings. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And two incidents of men found hanged on Monday in Mississippi, not believed to be connected. Police said 21-year-old Demartravian Reed, a black Delta State University student, was found hanging from a tree, with his death being ruled a suicide. The other happened in Vicksburg. 36-year-old Corey Zacatus, a white man who was reportedly homeless, was found hanging from a tree in a wooded area. The investigation into his death is still ongoing.
Just remember, tap the News Radio app. Congrats to Scott Greenlee of Pensacola, picking up on those tickets to FSU Kent State this weekend. We will do it tomorrow, giving away two sets of tickets. So get ready to be a winner on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Suspected Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson appears in court virtually for his first hearing since his arrest and murder charges were filed. Utah 4th District Judge Tony Graff explains to Robinson he won't be eligible for bail.
Mr. Robinson, at this time, you will remain in custody.
Robinson faces the death penalty if convicted. A California judge denies a new trial for brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez, who were sentenced to life in prison for the murder of their parents in 1989. Los Angeles DA Nathan Hochman says he never believed their claim that their parents were going to kill them first.
We determined that the Menendez brothers had never come fully clean with the central defense that they had articulated during trial.
The judge says new evidence that the brothers were sexually abused by their father does not negate the fact they premeditated their attack. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It wasn't pretty on Monday night, but the Chargers got a victory to start the year 2-0. LA's defense was the story, and it feels inevitable that Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter will be a head coach one day. As for this year's version of the Chargers, they must keep on getting wins any way they can early so they give themselves the biggest head start possible in the AFC West, because even though the Chiefs are down now, they'll eventually get things going. I'm Zach Geld.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the Seafood Festival, Taste of the Beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the sundowning of the TH-57, the training helicopter that's been flying at Whiting Field for 57 years, training all of our Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. Comments yesterday by Vice President J.D. Vance talking about whether we can coexist or have unity with people who advocate for or don't hate political violence. We talked about open carry rules with Sheriff Simmons. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, an $8 million wastewater improvement project is underway in Century. According to Mayor Ben Boutwell, infrastructure upgrades have not been addressed for several years now. The town now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson, and Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
NHC forecasters predicting two tropical waves will move off Africa this week. Invest 92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or so. Spaghetti models showing little effect on the U.S. coastline as the tropical waves are likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity is expected in the Gulf of America next week.
Number three.
And Representative Michelle Salzman, in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours on Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. This event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
PCUA has issued a precautionary boil water notice for customers in the 3600 block of Bayou Boulevard, Kenyon Road, and service connections on Dean Road. The PBWN issue is issued because of a broken 8-inch water main. A contractor ran over the main and busted it. Residents of the area are advised to boil water for 1 minute at a rolling boil. Two back tea samples have already been taken. The advisory will be lifted usually within 48 hours.
And violent and weapon-related crimes have seen a significant drop in Atmore. Officials say it's nearly 50% lower than it was at the same time last year. Sergeant Daryl McMahon from the Atmore PD attributes the decline to the community's partnership with law enforcement and increased public engagement. Police say efforts like the new Explorer Mentorship Program for youth are fostering trust and cooperation, while Neighborhood Watch programs have led to the community engaging more with officers. They've also begun using new technology in their investigations and have increased patrols.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And everyone running in man coverage with their backs to Mayfield. They don't know that he's got
it. He takes it and just does what he does.
15 yards on 4th and 10. The Buccaneers alive.
On ABC and ESPN on 4th and 10 from their own 32-yard line with a minute 32 to play in Houston, trailing the Texans by 5 points, the Buccaneers got their first down with Baker Mayfield's 15-yard run, and the Bucs kept going.
Hot and in motion. They are going to run it. And a no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
On ABC and ESPN, the Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19, improved their record to 2-0 for the fifth season in a row. Baker Mayfield threw for 215 yards and 2 touchdowns to Ryan Miller and Emeka Egbuka. The Texans got 207 passing yards and 1 touchdown from C.J. Stroud. Houston dropped to 0-2. The second Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert threw for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns for Los Angeles, which improved to 2-0. Herbert connected for a 10-yard touchdown in the first quarter with Keenan Allen and a 60-yard bomb to Quentin Johnston in the second quarter. Raiders quarterback Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions. Las Vegas dropped to 1-1. Next Sunday, the Raiders will visit the Commanders. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels may not play. He suffered a knee injury last Thursday that has his status in question. If Daniels is unable to play, Marcus Mariota would start versus the Raiders. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a high ankle sprain, suffered in Sunday night's loss to the Bears. McCarthy figures to miss 2 to 4 weeks. The Vikings will start Carson Wentz in McCarthy's place against the Bengals. Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit his 53rd home run. The Phillies clinched the National League East, beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, and speaking of the NFL says Tom Brady did not violate any rules by wearing a headset and sitting in the Las Vegas Raiders coach's booth during Monday Night Football against the LA Chargers. League officials say Brady is allowed into coach's booth during games despite being a minority owner. Some restrictions remain, though, including bans on attending practices or in-person production meetings.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty weird. I did see him up in the booth. But he had his sunglasses on looking at the football game. Something's wrong on this thing here. Hey, WNBA announcing its Rookie of the Year honors today. Jared Max has that story.
The number one overall pick in this year's draft, Paige Beckers from the University of Connecticut, won the WNBA Rookie of the Year Award Tuesday. Drafted by the Dallas Wings, Beckers averaged 19.2 points per game in her first professional season. She dished out 5.4 assists and 3.9 rebounds per game. Her totals among 36 games saw her register the third highest point total and third most assists by a WNBA rookie. She received 70 of 72 votes to win Rookie of the Year.
23 years old from Edina, Minnesota, Paige Beckers broke the WNBA single-game rookie scoring record in late August when she put up 44 points in a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. Jared Max, Fox News.
And keeping with the WNBA theme, the WNBA playoffs back in action tonight, recently getting underway. In the first game of the night, the Indiana Fever hosting the Atlanta Dream. That game tipping off just moments ago. The Dream lead the best of three series 1-0. And if you're curious, right now there's just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Atlanta trailing 9-8. Also, in tonight's other game, we got the Aces trying to punch their ticket to the semifinals when they play the Storm in Seattle at 8:30. Las Vegas, they've won 17 straight games going back to the regular season.
Here's today's health news.
The FDA takes aim at telehealth companies promoting unofficial versions of prescription drugs, including weight loss medications. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Food and Drug Administration sending more than 100 letters to drug and online prescribing companies, including Hims and Hers, warning them to remove false and misleading statements claiming products contain the same active ingredient as FDA-approved drugs, Wegovy and Ozempic. The agency says the claims imply that products are the same as an FDA-approved product when they are not. A rep for the San Francisco-based brand Hims says it looks forward to engaging with the FDA. Adding, our website and consumer-facing materials note that compounded treatments are not approved or evaluated by the FDA. The letters come following President Trump directing federal officials to ensure that all pharmaceutical ads are truthful and non-misleading. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a University of Iowa professor being recognized for his groundbreaking research into a chronic disease. Michael J. Welsh, a professor of internal medicine at Iowa, is being awarded for transforming the lives of people with cystic fibrosis. He has decades of work under his belt that's led to a triple combination drug therapy, now helping the vast majority of patients with the condition live longer, healthier lives.
A study finds a link between smoking and diabetes. Lisa Brady explains in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. New research suggests smoking may increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Scientists analyzing data from over 3,300 people with type 2 diabetes and 3,800 healthy people. Those who smoked were more than twice as likely as non-smokers to develop type 2 diabetes, especially if they were genetically predisposed to the condition. Heavy smokers had an even greater risk. The new research was presented at the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes in Vienna, Austria. Research presented at medical meetings, generally considered preliminary until it appears in a peer-reviewed medical journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
One food company says it's ditching some controversial sweeteners. Jenny Casola has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Tyson Foods says it will stop using high fructose corn syrup by the end of the year. It also will no longer use the artificial sweetener sucralose, preservatives BHA and BHT, and food coloring titanium dioxide. In addition to Tyson poultry and meat products, it makes other food brands, including Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. Earlier this year, Tyson removed petroleum-based synthetic dyes from its products, though the Trump administration has been pushing the food industry to make changes aimed at improving the health of Americans. Tyson says the decision was voluntary and it has been working in recent years to reduce food additives. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Luckily, nothing going on the roads here from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, 83 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. Next several days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, but we are going to see the highs creep up a bit as a result. Tomorrow's high going to be 88. Come Friday and Saturday, going to be closer to 91.
Yeah, you frame that weather real nice for our area. Different story nationwide. Chance of flooding in the Mid-Atlantic and heavy rain across much of the U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in with more in this Fox weather forecast.
A lingering coastal low is bringing gusty winds, high surf, and the risk for flooding for parts of the mid-Atlantic states. Also, the chance of strong to severe thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rainfall for the northern and central plains. Southern California seeing the risk of heavy rain with a system offshore combined with the remnants of a tropical system in the Pacific and above average temperatures spreading across much of the U.S. this week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Americans continued spending last month. Jenny Casola, she's in with that report.
Retail sales rose 0.6% in August, more than expected, and excluding autos, sales jumped 0.7%. Non-store retailers' online shopping increased more than 10%. Spending was up 6.5% at food and drinking places. Also, July's increase was revised higher to up 0.6%, helped by Amazon's Prime Day sale and competing discounts from Walmart and others. Consumer spending has been holding up despite cooler job growth, though layoffs have remained subdued. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC is reporting that the upcoming framework agreement for TikTok will in fact include new investors and existing ones in ByteDance. The deal is expected to close in the next 30 to 45 days. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it'll spend $5 billion to build a manufacturing facility in Virginia to increase production for targeted cancer drugs. The company says the facility will help increase domestic manufacturing of targeted treatments. Versant is striking a multi-year media rights deal with League One Volleyball. USA Network will exclusively air the league's Match of the Week in primetime every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today with the Dow falling more than 125 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off slightly. Crude oil futures for October under $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News, 648 News Radio 92.3. Where am I at here? How many people, Austin, does actually watch sports? How many people actually watch sports?
A lot.
If that's what I would say. That's the exact same answer.
Journalistic answer there.
Well, according to Jared Max, well, he has the answer for us.
According to a poll conducted in late August by the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 51% of respondents, including 64% of women, said they do not follow sports very closely or closely at all. 49% do follow sports, including 62% of men. The poll found that sports fans are less likely to be cord cutters and that the public watches highlights and clips from games at around the same rate as full games. Nearly half of sports fans say they have either shared or received a password from a friend or family member to be able to stream a sports service. Around half of those who said they follow sports say they're dissatisfied with the cost of streaming and cable services. Margin of error in this AP NORC poll, plus or minus 3.8%. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I always go to the sample base, though. How many people do they actually ask?
That's a very fair question.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, luckily, this stat for you is just all about the numbers. Washington State now has the highest gas prices in the nation.
Good.
At an average of $4.66 a gallon. You took Cali's crown.
Mm.
A recent increase in the carbon emissions tax in Washington has added 6 cents to gas prices, and that's leading some to blame it for the hike. State officials attribute the rise to a national trend, though. They say Washington's carbon tax revenue of just over $3 billion in 2.5 years supports programs to reduce emissions and improve public transit.
Okay, President Trump. Filing a $15 billion defamation and libel lawsuit against the New York Times. Everybody's getting sued. You know what I'm saying? Here's Gary Baumgarten.
In the Post, the president accuses the Times of a decades-long method of lying about your favorite president, as well as his family, businesses, MAGA, and the nation as a whole, noting that the paper endorsed Kamala Harris, the president concluding that it has become a virtual mouthpiece for the, quote, radical left Democrat Party. Trump has previously sued other major news outlets. No immediate comment from the New York Times. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Bed Bath & Beyond buying the Kirkland's home name from the Brand House Collective. The $10 million deal announced yesterday will convert existing Kirkland's home locations into Bed Bath & Beyond stores. The company has been attempting to rebuild after declaring bankruptcy back in 2023.
Okay, on the heels of a congressional hearing on the dangers of chatbots to minors, the makers of ChatGPT announced new safeguards today. Madison Allworth has the details.
The artificial intelligence company is building age prediction technology, putting teens under different protocols so they'll get different responses from ChatGPT than an adult will. Parents will also be able to receive notifications when their teens are in a moment of acute distress. And OpenAI is also looking into giving parents the ability to set blackout hours for times when teens cannot use ChatGPT.
I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
All right. Target expands its next day delivery service to better compete with the rivals. Boy, it's getting tough out there. Hillary Barsky has the story.
Target is broadening next-day delivery shipments to 35 of the country's top 60 metro areas by the end of next month, marking 22 new cities this year. The big box retailer is making the move as it aims to shrink the gap with competitors like Amazon. Last year, the e-commerce giant expanded the number of same-day delivery sites by more than 60% for its Amazon Prime members and serves more than 140 metro areas. A company executive says that Target's next-day delivery expansion will go to 54% of the population, up from 20%. San Diego and Orlando and Tampa, Florida are on the list, and Target is planning to add another 20 more cities by next year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together. He's done a masterful job today. Is it going to be okay tonight?
Yes, it will.
It will be okay tomorrow.
It's been good for several days, and it's going to be good for tonight, tomorrow, right, and the next several days after that. We're on a pretty steady track of just sunny, mostly clear. So we'll go ahead and knock out the weather out of the way first, just to get you some specifics on it. 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Next several days are going to have highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91. But looking at the roads here, that's pretty easy going for you as well. Haven't had really much of anything going on this hour. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The Coachella lineup is out, finally. Boy, they've been going across and trying to get these artists all booked for this thing. Michelle Polino has the report.
The lineup is out for the 2026 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Sabrina Carpenter will headline Friday. Justin Bieber takes Saturday. And Carol G closes out Sunday during the two-weekend event in mid-April. Friday's bill includes Teddy Swims, Cat's Eye, and Nine Inch Noise. Saturday features The Strokes, Addison Rae, Somber, and David Byrne. Sunday brings Young Thug, Big Bang, Lofty, Major Lazer, Iggy Pop, and FKA Twigs, among others. All three headliners come off massive years. Carpenter recently dropped her seventh album, Man's Best Friend, last month. Bieber released Swag. Passes go on sale Friday with YouTube returning as the live stream partner. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Superman flying on to HBO Max this week. The summer blockbuster will debut on the streaming service this Friday. It has raked in more than $615 million at the global box office since its release back in July. The movie served as the first major entry in James Gunn's new DC universe. The Superman saga will continue with Supergirl hitting theaters next summer and Man of Tomorrow in 2027.
45 years and counting, that is the number of years since one of the greatest upsets in sports history. Now, Congress is honoring the legendary Miracle on Ice hockey team. Here's Ted Linder.
The House has passed the Miracle on Ice Congressional Gold Medal Act, awarding the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team with congressional gold medals. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk for signature. Lawmakers say the team's shocking victory over the Soviet Union and eventual gold medal was more than a game. It was a moment of national unity and pride during the Cold War. The U.S. then defeated Finland to win the gold medal. It's the last time the U.S. has won gold at ice hockey. Representative Tom Emmer called it a symbol of grit, determination, and hope. Fellow Representative Elise Stefanik added, it's a moment that future generations should never forget. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And the son of NBA legend Michael Jordan reaching a deal with prosecutors to avoid criminal charges stemming from his February DUI arrest in Florida. TMZ reports the agreement includes a 12-month pretrial intervention program that could lead to dismissal of charges against Marcus Jordan for DUI, ketamine possession, and resisting arrest. As part of the deal, he must complete 5 hours of community service, submit to random drug testing, and install an ignition interlock device on his car. And interestingly enough, he's also required to write a 250-word apology letter to the officer he reportedly berated during the arrest.
Boy, if I got arrested, I'd want that judge.
Yeah, that's pretty lenient.
Yeah, it really is. Artifacts have been recovered from a sunken Titanic sister ship for the first time. Chris Foster has more on it.
The Culture Ministry of Greece says an 11-member deep-sea dive team reached the HMHS Britannic, nearly 400 feet down in the Aegean Sea. It was in service as a hospital ship in 1916 during World War II when it hit a mine and sank. 30 people died of the more than 1,000 people on board. The divers brought back the ship's lookout bell, navigation lamp, silver-plated first-class trays, ceramic tiles from a Turkish bath, a pair of passenger binoculars, and a porcelain sink from second-class cabins. The Britannic was the last of three Olympic-class British ocean liners built for the White Star Line after the Olympic and Titanic. The Olympic was retired in 1935. The Titanic hit an iceberg and sank in 1912. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Friends-inspired coffee shop Central Perk is opening a permanent New York City location. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Friends, Central Perk is opening a permanent location in Times Square. After years of pop-ups, the coffee house is described as a modern-day version of the crew's iconic hangout. Set to launch in the fall, the cafe will feature artisanal drinks and Friends-inspired bites. Curated by Top Chef Judge and James Beard winner Tom Colicchio, the new outpost, located at 7th Avenue and 47th Street, marks the second permanent Central Perk following the 2023 Boston opening. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Tap the News Radio app. Congrats to Scott Greenlee of Pensacola picking up on tickets to the FSU-Kent State game Saturday. We'll have two pairs to give away tomorrow. Be a winner on News Radio 92.3. See you at 4 tomorrow. Bye.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.